The University of Alaska system will be getting a new state-of-the-art supercomputer in the next couple of months. The computer already has a name, Fish. KDLG's Mike Mason explains.
The new supercomputer should be installed sometime in June, and it will be housed at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Arctic Supercomputing Center in Fairbanks. The director of that center is Greg Newby.
What this system, Fish, will be used for is essentially modeling of the world that we live in, and to some extent, the universe and other parts of the world that we don't live in. The idea is to determine through computational simulation what could happen or maybe what happened in the past. And these are things that we couldn't easily observe or that we can't easily forecast or extrapolate without this computational power. Things like oceanography, weather, climate modeling, and of course, things having to do with fisheries, which is part of why we named the system Fish. So things like the salinity of the ocean and the temperature and the ice cover, things like that.
The new supercomputer is a Cray XK6M. Cray is the leading manufacturer of supercomputers in the United States. The computer and all of its components cost about $600,000, and the purchase was funded primarily through grants from the National Science Foundation. Newby says Fish was chosen as the name of the new supercomputer through an auction.
We every year have an entry in what's called the BISBE, which is the Alaska Literacy Council's annual fundraiser. And so we auctioned off the right to name the system, and the winning bid chose Fish for the reasons that I mentioned, because it's important to Alaska and it's something that we do quite a lot of research for. So we had sort of a contest here locally, and that was the winning name.
The supercomputer will have a total theoretical peak system performance that is calculated at over 41 teraflops. That basically translates to over 40 trillion mathematical calculations every second. Newby says Fish will most likely be the most powerful supercomputer in the state of Alaska.
There are some other pretty big systems that are operated by the state in Alaska, and there are a couple of industries that have computers. But for the most part, even though the oil and aviation industry, for example, operate far larger computers, those are not actually in Alaska. So Boeing would have theirs probably down in Seattle, and oil services probably in Houston, that sort of thing. So yeah, this will probably be the biggest supercomputer in Alaska. It's the biggest one that I'm aware of.
The new supercomputer will be housed in two large cabinets in the Arctic Region Supercomputing Center. Those cabinets will feature artwork depicting the life cycle of salmon created by an art student at UAF. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.